We can live through old age. Well, strong, able. Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland from Healing School with her teaching, Jesus is the Lord that Heals. Learn how living daily in the blessing includes walking in divine health.
Let's look at some scriptures first. Look at, I'll just read this if you don't have it, in Proverbs 3:1. We're going to feed our faith, and then we're going to release our faith. We're going to feed our faith. And then we're going to release our faith. Now, if you've been in this meeting all week, your faith should be way up here. There's been some marvelous word preached in this place this week. Now, listen to Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your hearts keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, in tranquility, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death. Well, death is just leaving for us. Till we leave here. These shall they, what? The word, the commands of God, the word of God, will add to you. So if we'll live a life on the word of God and do what you've been learning this week, you've heard some mighty wonderful preaching, because I've heard it myself. It's been good. Teaching us how to walk by faith, how to stay connected, how to stay right in there with our faith, not let the devil talk us out of faith for healing, prosperity, or anything else that belongs to us. We just hang in there. We don't quit. We persevere in the Word of God. Amen. Well, that's what we're doing. That's what you need to do where your healing's concerned. The Scripture says, all Scripture, this is 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, when in the Scripture it says Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So we know that healing is a good work. To be healed is God's idea. He provided healing in the Old Covenant. He provided healing in the ministry of Jesus. He provided healing in our covenant. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just going to feed our spirit with the Word of God. Faith comes, and we receive it, and we are healed. So the Scripture says, tradition says that healing is passed away. But the Scripture says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. How many of you know that the Lord does not change? The Bible says, I am the Lord, I change not, in Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. And the Scripture in Exodus 15:26 says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And all through the Scripture, Jesus, the Father, and Jesus brought healing to the people. Healing in the Old Covenant. Healing in the New Covenant. Healing in the ministry of Jesus, and then in the new covenant that he brought about. By his stripes we were healed. No devil can change that. Hallelujah. He can lie. He can try to make you think it's not true, but it's true. I'm telling you, it's true. How many have found it to be true? You absolutely have already, not just this week, but you've been supernaturally healed by the power of God. We testify to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Well, the scripture says in Psalm 103, some people pray, "If it's your will, Lord, heal me." But let's look at Psalm 103 and see what the will of God is. And it will leave no doubt. This is just one place that you can look at it. I like to give this psalm in every healing service. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." This is the way we ought to be doing every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul. When you get up in the morning, don't start your complaint list with God. Start saying good things about God. Worshiping God. Give God something to work with. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Say some good things about God. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." It's so wonderful that God's got benefits in every area of life. "Who forgiveth all your iniquities." If you're here today and you've not been living right, and you're saying, "I'd sure like to get healed, but I don't think I will because of what I've been doing." Well, what do? You repent, and He forgives your iniquities. Repent in the name of Jesus and let iniquity go. You know, when you repent, I mean, we all make mistakes, whatever it is. Well, be quick to repent. Even if it's serious, even something that's really serious, what do you do? Well, what can you do after you've done it? There's not anything you can do but repent and go free from it. But thank God we can repent. We can ask forgiveness. We can receive it. God is quick to forgive. He's just to forgive, the scripture says. "Bless the Lord who forgiveth all thine iniquities." So don't let iniquity stand in your way this morning. Don't let sin stand in your way. Just repent and make up your mind, "I'm not doing that anymore." We don't repent and think, "Oh, well, if we sin again, we'll just repent again." No, we live to do what's right. We want to walk in love. We want to keep the commandments of the Lord. That's our desire. "Who healeth," He forgives all of our iniquities, "who healeth all thy diseases." Glory to God. Now, does that settle it? Is it God's will to forgive you today? Yes. Is it God's will to heal you today? Yes. Of everything? Yes. You can get healed of more than one thing. "Who redeems your life from destruction." That means the Lord is one of the benefits of God is that He gives us safety and protection. If I have an opportunity today, I'd like to talk to you about, I'd like to give you some scriptures about safety and protection. It seems to me there's an unusual amount of things coming up on the earth. We have disasters here and disasters there. We give Fox and CNN something to say. Somebody gives them something to say nearly every day about some terrible thing. Don't let that bring fear on you. You're in the Word. You're not in the world without God. You're in the world with God if Jesus is your Lord. And when bad things are coming your way, like storms or whatever it is, you immediately get your Word out and you take your stand. And you say, "No, you're not coming here in Jesus' name. You're not coming here." Let me see if I can find that. I don't know if I can or not, but I'll try. I saw this in the New Living Translation. Okay, here's one of them. It starts out, this is in the New Living Translation, which is a great translation to read. I read this usually in my daily reading because I just love the way it does. It gives me new sermons because of the way it talks. Just says things a little different. But this says, this is in Proverbs 3 in the New Living. And it says, I'll just read what's a little above it. "My child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them, for they fill you with life and bring you honor and respect. They keep you safe on your way and keep your feet from stumbling. You can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. Now, if you're bothered by bad dreams, here's your scripture. You can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. Here's the scripture in verse 25. Proverbs 3, this is the New Living, 3:25. You need not be afraid of disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security, and He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. You need not be afraid of disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. Glory to God. As much disaster as we have going on in the world, what a wonderful thing to know that we do not have to be afraid of disaster. He will keep your foot. The Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Now, let's look at Ezekiel 14. Oh, I like that verse. We need not be afraid of disaster. This is one of them. There's one more still missing, but this is the one. This says about Noah and Daniel, I believe. It says, the message came to me from the Lord. Son of man, suppose the people of a country were in sin against me. That's what causes disasters. And I guess you know that this nation is not, for the most part, a holy nation. But the church is here. So we can be preserved. It says, the Son of Man, suppose the people of a country were to sin against me, and I lifted my fist to crush them, cutting off their food supply and sending famine to destroy both people and animals alike. Even if Noah and Daniel and Job were there. So God thinks a lot of Noah, Daniel, and Job. Even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were there, their righteousness would save no one but themselves. So the point of this to me is the righteous survive. If Noah and David and Job were there in the famine, they would survive. But they couldn't bring the rest of the people through. That's what it's saying. Even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were there, their righteousness would save no one but themselves. Or suppose there was an invasion of wild animals to devastate the land and kill the people. Even if these three men were there, the sovereign Lord swears it would do no good. It wouldn't save the people from destruction. Those three alone would be saved, but the land would be devastated. Or he said, suppose there was war. And then he said the same thing. Or suppose there was an epidemic of disease. Even if Noah, this is verse 20, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were living there, the sovereign Lord swears that they could not save the people. They could not save the people. They alone would be saved by their righteousness. So that's saying to us, in war, in famine, in disaster, the righteous survive. Who are the righteous? Those are the ones that are believing God, believing the Word of God, acting in faith, obeying God. The righteous survive. Hallelujah. That could be the same thing you could say from sickness and disease. Well, it says how terrible it will be when all four of these fearsome punishments fall upon Jerusalem. War, famine, beast, plague. Yet there will be survivors, it says. Who survive? The righteous. Who are the righteous? Those that walk with God, obey God, walk in the light they have. Hallelujah. That's the only safe place to be in the world, is in the will of God. Glory to God. The righteous survive. And there is one about disaster in the city. That is a really great one. Let me see if I can find it. Don't try to help me. Just let me look. Disaster in the city. Thou need not be afraid of disaster. when it comes. You know what? Let's see. Did I read something in here like that for 3:21? No, look at Proverbs 3 about the pleasant dreams. Let's look at, did I read that already? If so, I'll read it again. Don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Okay, it says in verse 24, you can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. You need not be afraid of disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. Now, isn't that what we just found in Ezekiel? Destruction came, judgment came, but the righteous survived. You need not be afraid of disaster or destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security, and he will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. What a great scripture. Now that's Proverbs 3, and it's verse 24 through 26. We need not be afraid. Glory to God. And we don't have to have bad dreams. Use that scripture if you're having bad dreams. The righteous shall be delivered. That's what the scripture teaches us. That's what the 91st Psalm teaches us. That's what this, if epidemic of disease came about, our war, our natural disaster, the righteous survive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, it's our choice whether we obey God and whether we fulfill that or not. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we can have long life and we can have strong life. We can have well, strong days. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 5 says about Israel, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all, or reverence me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Hallelujah. So it's up to us how secure we are. And I'm telling you, disaster can come, but you don't have to participate. Amen? But what happens if when you begin to hear the bad reports, you know, there's a hurricane coming, there's a storm coming, this, that, and the other, there's a plague. What happens if you don't realize or don't act on your faith? Well, you become open to it. But we've got to walk by faith and not by sight. We've got to walk by what we see in the Word and not just what we hear. Amen? So let's look at some, we didn't finish Psalm 103, did we? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction. Now that would be disasters or plagues or anything else that was destructing your life. Who crowns thee? He not only delivers us from destruction, but he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouth with good so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. I believe in that. I am subscribing to that. It is working for me. Hallelujah. Who satisfies thy mouth, the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of men, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. Aren't we glad? Slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Glory to God. Those are the ways of the Lord. We've got benefits, long life benefits, healing benefits, prosperity benefits. But if you don't know what they are and you don't agree with them and you don't walk in the light that you have, you won't be blessed. So it's up to us. What do we want? Do we want to live a godly life and be blessed? I say yes, we do. Because I've tried it both ways, and I didn't like it. I didn't like being the tail and not the head. I didn't like being below and not above. just the, you know, whatever would happen, we didn't know any better than to let it happen before we got born again and got in the Word of God, and things weren't good. And they aren't, won't be good in your life. But if we will walk with God and do what He says, we can live in the blessing of God. Every day, in the big things, in the little things, healing in our body, prosperity in our life, well-being in our family. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich in every area of your life. Hallelujah.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Top of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
I was in a car accident a couple years ago, but my neck and my back is still the same. The doctor said I'll never be healed. And when you're sitting in the room and you're talking to the doctor, they tell you something like that, you'll never forget it. And I remember the day, the feelings that I had. I'll never be healed. And immediately after, I just started praying. Like, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be healed. And I know it. I don't know when it's going to come. I didn't know when it was going to come. But I know through faith I was going to be healed. But I have a baby girl. And it hurts when you got a kid and you can't even rock it to sleep at night. It brings tears to my eyes.
What happened today?
Saturday morning. I got up for a third shift. I've been up for like over 30 hours right now, and I'm not feeling it at all. And I'm like, people are like, oh, you need to go home and go. And that's been like that throughout this weekend when I've been busy helping other people do all these other things. And I was like, oh, you need to get your rest. Yes, I know my God is giving me rest, but right now I need to go spend time with Him and learn more.
So as Gloria was praying and speaking word, were you in agreement with
Him? Most definitely. I was in agreement before, and I was even in mourning and just receiving it, just careful receiving it. And I know it was the devil when God trying to get me to leave before telling me that, oh, you're tired. You need to go home. You got to go. I got to be at work at 6 o'clock. You got to work tonight another 12 hours. But I'm like, my God is going to keep me up. Oh, but you need to go eat. The food here is expensive. Go to McDonald's and get a burger for $1 instead of getting $4 nachos. So I'm like, no, this is something like, it's pulling me. I literally walk like to the nacho stand and back. And I like, oh, I should go get my books and leave. I'm like, no. I'm like, get back up in that stand. Got back up there, and kept taking notes like I usually do. And started praying and just started receiving more and more. And just that pain, just keep leaving.
So could you feel a change? Could you feel something?
I mean, this is the best I've felt in the past 2 years without, because I don't like to take medication. Any aspirin, Tylenol, Excedrin, none of that stuff work. It may work for 10, 15 minutes, but I mean, and no exaggerations. After that, it's nothing. I mean, so I can't get prescriptions for anything stronger than that. And I don't like taking pills anyways. So this is the best I felt off any pill, off anything. I mean, if I'm addicted to anything, I'm addicted to God. I'm addicted to Jesus, and that's about it. Not no drugs, no body, no nothing else.
Jarrett is pain-free today because he received his healing. He took it to himself. That's what you have to do with the Word of God. You find what the Scripture says, and you receive it. You've heard Healing School. Faith is in your heart. The Word of God is fresh in you. Jesus Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and by His stripes you were healed. Now, Jarrett put his faith in action, and he received. And you can do the same thing. You don't. Oh, you say, well, if I keep getting healed, how am I ever going to die? You don't have to be sick to die. You just leave here. God call you home. You don't have to be evicted from your body. You can leave your body when you're called. Healing is God's idea. He wants you to be whole. Don't let anything stand in your way. If sin is condemning you because of your lifestyle, repent over it and get rid of it. And receive Jesus as Lord of your life. It is the will of God for you to be healed. Now, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. And you begin to move right now. Do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't take a step, begin to take a step. Move in the direction of your healing. God wants you well. And He wants faith out of you right now so He can do that for you. Glory to God. This is the first time we're offering the new book, God's Master Plan for Your Life. God has an individual plan for your life, and you can find it out if you'll just get into the Word of God and let faith come into your heart. So I want to encourage you to get it. Faith moves mountains. The Word comes by faith. This is full of the Word of God to teach you how to receive and what to do. It's mainly a walk of obedience that we must take. You can pre-order it on the broadcast, reserve your copy, and in addition, we'll send you the special DVD that's absolutely free. This book will help you. I want to encourage you to get it. We want you to have it as soon as possible. This is your year of the fullness of blessing. It's the year to receive the blessing without measure. Get in on the plan of God. Begin to do what you know to do. Pursue God. Find you a good church. Go after the Lord. We're going to be talking about Healing School all week and healing. So you find out the people you know that are sick. Call them and tell them they're praying for people on this channel right here. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org. 2008 is the 30th year of Healing School. Plan to join Gloria Copeland at a meeting near you. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, a time for the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy in 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.